ਜੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਦੀਵੇ ਬੁਝ ਨਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਜਨੀਵਾ ਜਗਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਹਨੇਰੀ ਵੀ ਜਗਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਦੀਵੇ, ਕਦੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਰ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸੂਰਜ ਨਾ ਤਪਦਾ, ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਰ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸੂਰਜ ਨਾ ਤਪਦਾ, ਮੈਂ ਝੂਠੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਚਮਕਦਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਚੋਟੀ ਦੀ ਠਹਿਰੀ ਬਰਫ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਮੈਂ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਨੀਰ ਜੋ ਵਗਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਨੀਰ ਜੋ ਵਗਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਜੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਦੀਵੇ ਬੁਝ ਨਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਦੀਵਾ ਜਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਗੁੱਡ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਲੇਡੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਵਿਦ ਚੈਂਪੀਅਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਯੋਰ ਹੋਸਟ ਨਵਜੋਤ ਸਿੰਘ। ਟੂਡੇ ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਟੇਕ ਯੂ 28 ਕਿਲੋਮੀਟਰਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਸਮਰ ਕੈਪੀਟਲ ਆਫ ਜੰਮੂ ਐਂਡ ਕਸ਼ਮੀਰ, ਨੈਸਲਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਲੈਪ ਆਫ ਹਿਮਾਲਿਆਸ ਐਂਡ ਨਰਿਸ਼ਡ by the refreshing waters of the river Chenab, the historic town of Akhnoor. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to tell you the story of a young boy from this Bhatiawala Shahar, a young kid who wanted to become a cricketer and represent India in its colors, a boy who helped his grandparents in harvesting the lentils. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the same boy who walked 10 miles just to ensure that his elder brother would pay his coaching fee. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the same boy who would hold his mother's hand while sleeping till he was in his graduation. A boy who is now an inspiration for the youth, not just of J&K, but the entire country. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the heartthrob of Akhnoor, and it is a very, very emotional moment for me, because this boy, this small little one, my darling little run, Abhinandan. Ladies and gentlemen, main garv se aaj ye keh sakta hoon ki mere chote bhai ne mere sapno ko pura kar mera seena chauda kar diya. With absolute honor and gratitude, I introduce to you our today's guest, an army veteran. After having served close to a decade in the Indian Army and qualifying this UPSC civil service examination twice, I present to you Major Abhinandan Singh.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is entirely ours, and we all are proud of you. So, Abhi, what was the emotion after you saw your name in the UPSC coveted list for the second time in a row?
To be very frank, for the second time in a row, I did not see the list. It was somebody who called me up, and coincidentally, it happened to be you both the times. So I actually came to see the list only after you told me. So that is how it went.
What was the emotion? I mean, how did you feel after knowing that you have qualified an examination that takes years and years for people to qualify, and sometimes they don't even make it?
Again, to be very frank, it was maybe a little bit of happiness, but not very much excited or very much happy. It was just a normal feeling.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Abhinandan, as everyone knows you as Major Abhinandan, but today let's unravel those corners of your heart. Let's go deep into your life. Tell us about yourself, about your life. Let's start from your very genesis. Let's turn back the clock many decades back to 1962 and beyond. Tell us about your grandfather. Tell us about your father. Tell us about your family. To the audiences who may not know the story behind the man who is sitting in front of us.
Well, for the purpose of your audiences and for everybody who is hearing to us, I've always believed that if we ever stand on the mountain of success, it is always going to be on the mountain of wishes, on the mountain of sacrifices, and maybe on the mountain of innumerable prayers and blessings. And talking about our grandparents, our dadu dadi, nana nani, mummy papa. And just to extend that list to the wonderful teachers that we have had throughout the life. So, gratitude is due to all the innumerable hours and innumerable prayers and blessings from all of them. If we are today where we are, it is absolutely because of them and nothing because of me. So I owe everything to everyone who's been there before me.
But we will want you to tell your grandparents' story, their struggle, because as you said, there is a mountain of wishes, and absolutely there is a mountain of hardships as well. So I would love for you to recount a little bit of that.
If I were to tell you the story which began way back, I'm not very specific about the year. Somebody who was just recently married, talking about my grandfather, due to certain reasons, they had to move out of their house, all on their own, with nobody to help, with no support. And it might be really difficult for the generation today to imagine that such a place existed. It was all in the midst of a jungle with no home. It all began from that dark forest in the middle of nowhere. So, using the bushes and the thorns to build a very uncomfortable but the beginning of the empire. So, that is where it began. तिनका तिनका जोड़कर लकड़ियों से वो घर जो शायद आज हम इमेजिन नहीं कर पाए. इट स्टार्टेड देयर. दे वर्कड हार्ड इन द फील्ड्स एंड एट द सेम टाइम दो आदादी जी इज नॉट एडुकेटेड बाय द स्टैंडर्ड्स ऑफ द मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड बट शी इज अ टेरिफिक लेडी, अ हार्ड वर्किंग लेडी एंड वी ओव इट टू हर. आवर ग्रैंडफादर who's been a teacher, who's been a politician, and who's been a roaring lion. So they started the journey many, many years ago. And then it was taken on by our father and mother. Again, a similar story. They left their ancestral village in the year 1997. And again, with very minimal support. Today, the place we are sitting and conducting this podcast, this did not exist. It again started out of nowhere with some divine intervention. And from there on, with endless hours and endless tireless efforts, we kept on moving. Their focus has been on the education of all the siblings, all the children. And more than the education, it has been the spirit to do something for the country. So the dream or that foundation that was laid in the jungles of Nadimala, it is the outcome of all that. If I were to sum up the story, we are just trying to live up to that dream.
Absolutely. आपने बहुत सही तरह से उस भावना को व्यक्त किया. And if I were to recount what our grandmother told us once, that our father वो दिन में खेतों में काम किया करते थे, because we've come from a farming background with limited means, so we didn't have the luxury to, in fact, our parents didn't have the luxury of resources, so they would work in the fields, दिन में खेतों में काम करके, when they would retire in the evening. And there was no electricity in our village. So Dadi recounts that how father would, you know, he would walk miles, maybe 5 to 10 miles to fetch a bottle of oil, kerosene oil maybe. And he literally burned the midnight oil. And that's, I think, that midnight oil has, you know, borne fruit in a way. I mean, we can't be more grateful to God.
Absolutely. It cannot be denied. And the way he has worked hard, even at the age of 50, just to have his master's in economics, despite having no background in mathematics and nothing in economics. So I think the hard work and the spirit to burn it comes from him.
Absolutely. Now, Abhinandan, bachpan ki taraf thoda sa rukh karte hain aapke. I still remember jab aapko nursery ka exam dena tha, you pulled me into the classroom for the test. I mean, can you recount the incident? Do you remember the incident?
It was like I had no exposure to studies. I had hardly studied anything, and it was the first entrance test which was required to be passed in order to have the admission to the school. And I did not know what A looks like, what B looks like, what 1 is, what 2 is. So maybe I just did what I best could. I ran outside the class. I got hold of my siblings and then I tried to finish the test with their help. So I think that's how it began.
Wonderful. That's, I mean, you're so fond of cricket, and I mean, once you took a radio inside the classroom and to listen to the commentary that BSNL's boundary or whatever that was, that those days. So how did you find, didn't the teachers catch you ever?
It actually happened a couple of times. At the first instance, actually I happened to take a very big radio which looks like the, I think, modern speaker or something like that.
Old transistor.
This much size. So that day I did not carry my books and the bag was filled with only the radio, and I was just at very low decibels. I was just putting my head down and listening to the commentary. I think India was playing West Indies or something. So I was listening to that. And second time when I took the smaller radio, I had the privilege of being caught also. So life went around that.
Absolutely. I mean, these are these moments actually that, you know, we are recounting now, and they look, we feel a sense of nostalgia also. Now we'll try also keep the medium in a little bit of Hindi also. So cricket ka aapko bachpan se bahut shauk raha hai. Audience ke benefit ke liye main batana chahunga, Abhinandan had this great love for cricket, aur inhone under 19 JNK ki cricket team mein bhi ye select hue the. To Abhinandan, uske baad, I mean, what went, how did you, you know, what happened that you didn't pursue your career in cricket, or what happened?
क्रिकेट खेलना मैंने लगभग छठी कक्षा में सातवीं कक्षा में शुरू करा. इनिशियली घर पे ही खेला. आफ्टर दैट जब थोड़ा वो जिसको हम बोलते हैं वो खुजली होने लगी कि ग्राउंड में जाके खेलना है, तो घर वालों से लड़के, घर वालों से झगड़ा करके धीरे धीरे बाहर जाना शुरू करा. तो धीरे धीरे वो, क्योंकि घर पे जब खेला तो बहुत ज़्यादा प्रैक्टिस करी, तो जैसे ही ग्राउंड में जाना शुरू किया तो परफॉर्मेंस इमीडिएटली आना शुरू हुआ, क्योंकि वो हार्ड यार्ड्स पहले ही घर पे ही कर चुके थे. तो धीरे धीरे वहाँ से बिल्डअप होना शुरू किया, छठी कक्षा सातवीं से, फिर ग्यारहवीं तक लगातार खेला. ग्यारहवीं में जब आपने बताया, जो कि अंडर 19 का सिलेक्शन हुआ, 35 जो मेंबर की प्रोबेबल जम्मू कश्मीर की टीम थी अंडर 19 की, उसमें सिलेक्शन हुआ. बट उस वक्त ग्यारहवीं कक्षा ख़त्म हो चुकी थी, बारहवीं शुरू हो गई थी. तो घर वालों की तरफ से भी था और खुद भी था कि थोड़ा पढ़ाई की तरफ भी, क्रिकेटर तो बनना है बट पढ़ाई करके बनना है. तो उस वक्त फिर क्रिकेट छोड़ना पड़ा. तो फिर धीरे धीरे पढ़ाई की तरफ रुझान बढ़ता गया. साइमल्टेनियसली क्रिकेट छोड़, क्योंकि फिजिकल फिटनेस की तरफ हमेशा ध्यान था, तो क्रिकेट की जगह बास्केटबॉल ने ले ली. बास्केटबॉल काफ़ी ज़्यादा खेला फिर.
एब्सोल्युटली. तो एक इंसिडेंट मुझे याद आता है कि आई यूज्ड टू डिस्कस विद मॉम दैट वी वर वरीड कि यू आर सो पैशनेट अबाउट क्रिकेट दैट वेदर यू विल नॉट कॉम्प्रोमाइज योर स्टडीज, अपनी पढ़ाई पे आपके असर ना पड़े, तो ये कंसर्न हमेशा रहा था. बट विद द ग्रेस ऑफ गॉड यू बैलेंस्ड आउट थिंग्स. एंड लाइक बास्केटबॉल, यू टोल्ड यू आर हैड दिस ग्रेट लव फॉर बास्केटबॉल ऑल्सो. एंड टेल इज मोर अबाउट, आई मीन, हु इंट्रोड्यूस यू टू द स्पोर्ट एंड द रोल ऑफ फादर जोसेफ मे बी.
बास्केटबॉल की अगर बात करें तो लगभग आई थिंक 8th या 9th क्लास में हमारे एक इंग्लिश टीचर थे, जोस मेलबिन सर. तो ही वॉज द वन हु एक्चुअली इंट्रोड्यूस्ड बास्केटबॉल एट द इवनिंग टाइम. तो इनिशियली व्हेन वी केम टू नो अबाउट इट, तो हमने जाके खेलना शुरू करा. उस वक्त हमारे पास शायद शूज़ नहीं थे खेलने के लिए, तो जो पहला हफ्ता हमने खेला तो हम चप्पल डाल के जाते थे. तो बिकॉज ही वॉज डिसिप्लिनरियन, तो वी हैड टू रिमूव दी सैंडल्स, जो चप्पल हम डाल के जाते थे. तो नंगे पैर हम वहाँ पे कंक्रीट के फ्लोर पे खेले. फिर धीरे धीरे घर वालों से लड़के शूज़ खरीदे, फिर वो प्रोसेस शुरू हुआ. फिर गेम पे कंट्रोल आना शुरू हुआ, तो धीरे धीरे वो दिलचस्पी बढ़ी, प्यार बढ़ा, तो जिस चीज़ से प्यार करते हैं फिर वो एक्सपर्टीज़ आना शुरू हो जाती है। तो बास्केटबॉल ऐसे शुरू हुआ, फिर धीरे धीरे टूर्नामेंट्स स्कूल में कुछ ऑर्गेनाइज़ हुई। फादर जोसेफ की आपने बात करी, तो फादर जोसेफ स्पोर्ट्स एक छोटा सा हिस्सा है, उन्होंने और भी काफ़ी चीज़ें हैं जो उन्होंने प्रभावित करी, जो हम शायद आगे डिस्कस भी करेंगे।
एब्सोल्युटली, इनफैक्ट आपने ये बताया कि घर वालों से लड़के भी, तो अक्सर ऐसा होता था कि पेरेंट्स कहते थे कि पढ़ाई पर ध्यान दीजिए, एंड द रेबल दैट यू वर एंड अ गुड वन एट दैट, हाउ डू यू फील दैट, यू नो, वेजिंग दैट वॉर ऑफ योर, यू नो, बीइंग दैट लव फॉर स्पोर्ट्स, एंड हाउ यू बैलेंस दैट थिंग, बिकॉज यू न्यू दिस इज वॉट आई वॉन्ट टू डू एंड यू पुट योर फुट डाउन, बिकॉज वाई आई आस्क दिस, बिकॉज देर लॉट ऑफ यंगस्टर्स आउट देयर, यंग बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, सी पेरेंट्स ऑल्सो समटाइम्स दे आर प्रोटेक्टिव अबाउट यू एंड समटाइम्स दे आर नॉट एबल टू सी द थिंग्स इन द राइट पर्सपेक्टिव, समटाइम्स स्पोर्ट्स एज वी वुड लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट दैट एज वेल, कि इट इज स्पोर्ट्स इज इक्वली इंपॉर्टेंट एज स्टडीज, सो प्लीज हाईलाइट फ्रॉम योर लर्निंग्स, बिकॉज वॉट यू लर्न फ्रॉम बींग एन एविड स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन और एथलीट, कि वॉट आर द लर्निंग्स दैट यू डराइव इन विच द यंगस्टर्स कैन ऑल्सो यू नो टेक बेनिफिट फ्रॉम।
तो सबसे पहले आपने स्पोर्ट्स के इम्पोर्टेंस की बात करी, तो इसमें कोई दो राय नहीं है कि स्पोर्ट्स हमारे जीवन में उतना ही इम्पोर्टेंट हिस्सा है जितना कि हम स्टडीज़ की अगर बात करें। बट एट द सेम टाइम आपको ये एक चीज़ समझने की ज़रूरत है कि जीवन में कुछ भी सही या गलत नहीं है, सही और गलत उसको बनाना हमारे हाथों में है। जैसा कि आपने कहा कि हाउ डिड आई बैलेंस आउट, तो वो दिल में था कि हमेशा कि स्पोर्ट्स एक ज़रिया है अपने आप को बेहतर बनाने का, स्पोर्ट्स एक ऐसी चीज़ है जो आपको फिट करेगा, जो आपको शायद एक बेहतर टीम स्पिरिट सिखाएगा, बट वो सिर्फ एक पर्टिकुलर पोर्शन है मेरे दिनचर्या का। अगर दिन में 24 घंटे हैं तो अगर मैं 2 घंटे खेल रहा हूँ तो 22 घंटे बाकी मुझे अपना जो बाकी काम है उस पर ज़्यादा फोकस करना है। तो बच्चों की अगर आपने बात करी द यंगस्टर्स ऑफ टुडे, तो येस आई वुड डेफिनेटली वॉन्ट ऑल द यंगस्टर्स टू प्ले सम काइंड ऑफ फिजिकल स्पोर्ट्स एंड नॉट गेट इन्वॉल्व इन द डिजिटल गेम्स, बट हैविंग सेड दैट, नॉट एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ योर स्टडीज। जब हम छोटे होते हैं तो हमारा दिमाग उतना विकसित नहीं है कि हम ये समझ पाएं कि हमारे लिए क्या सही है क्या गलत है। तो जब तक आप अच्छी तरीके से समझ ना पाएं कि आपके लिए सही क्या है गलत क्या है, खेलिए भी और पढ़ाई भी करिए, किसी भी दोनों में से किसी भी चीज़ के साथ कॉम्प्रोमाइज़ नहीं करना है।
जैसे आपने कहा कि सोशल मीडिया अवॉइड करके, डिजिटल गेम्स अवॉइड करके फिजिकल स्पोर्ट्स खेलना ज़रूरी है। इन दिस रिस्पेक्ट आई वुड ऑल्सो लाइक टू हाईलाइट दिस पॉइंट कि बच्चों को अपने रोल मॉडल सही तरह से चूज़ करना कितना इम्पॉर्टेंट है, क्योंकि एजुकेशन की जहाँ तक आपने बात की, नॉलेज की बात की, तो जब तक आप अपने मस्तिष्क को भी एक्सरसाइज नहीं करेंगे, यू रीड गुड लिटरेचर, आपको हराइजन ऑफ नॉलेज आपको ब्रॉड नहीं होगा, आप चीज़ों को उस परिप्रेक्ष्य में शायद नहीं देख पाएंगे। तो बहुत एक वैलिड पॉइंट आपने यहाँ पर रेज किया कि एजुकेशन के साथ साथ स्पोर्ट्स को किस तरह से बैलेंस किया जाए। टॉकिंग अबाउट फादर जोसेफ, एंड लेट्स hear from you about this organization that you started, Vishwas. तो कैसे शुरुआत हुई और किस तरह से आपने उसको carry forward किया और क्या impact उसने छोड़ा जो अखनूर के youth पे?
विश्वास की अगर हम बात करें तो विश्वास से ही शुरू हुआ। एक विश्वास था कि कुछ करना है, जिस भी फील्ड में जाएंगे, स्पोर्ट्स में जाएंगे, पढ़ाई के मामले में जाएंगे, तो वो एक यकीन था, विश्वास था। हम 3-4 दोस्त थे कि कुछ कर दिखाना है। तो जब हम बास्केटबॉल की बात करी, हमने 9th क्लास में 8th क्लास में हमने बास्केटबॉल खेलना शुरू करा, तो बाय द टाइम हमने 12th क्लास ख़त्म करके कॉलेज में एडमिशन लिया, लगभग 5-6 साल हम लगातार बास्केटबॉल खेले। परंतु हमने ये ऑब्जर्व करा कि हमने बास्केटबॉल में एक सर्टन डिग्री ऑफ एक्सपर्टीज तो हासिल कर ली है, बट विडंबना ये है कि 6 साल बास्केटबॉल खेलने के बावजूद भी हमने कॉम्पिटिटिव लेवल पे एक भी मैच नहीं खेला। स्कूल लेवल पे हमने कुछ मैचेस खेले, बट कॉम्पिटिटिव लेवल पे वी डिड नॉट प्ले एनी ऑफ द गेम्स।
ट्रू।
रीजन बीइंग, नो एक्सपोजर, नो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड नो मैकेनिज्म टू प्ले द टूर्नामेंट्स।
राइट।
तो वो एक कसक थी मन में कि इस चीज को चेंज करना है। तो वहां से वो एक आइडिया जन्म लेता है कि हमें एक ऐसी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन तैयार करनी है जिसमें कुछ और हो ना हो, हम बास्केटबॉल के टूर्नामेंट्स ऑर्गेनाइज करेंगे सो दैट वी गेट टू प्ले ऑल्सो, एंड बास्केटबॉल एज अ गेम को हम प्रमोट कर पाए, क्योंकि बास्केटबॉल एक ऐसा गेम है जिसके लिए आपको बास्केटबॉल कोर्ट की आवश्यकता है।
तो क्योंकि ज़्यादातर जो जगहें हैं उस पर बास्केटबॉल कोर्ट की अवेलेबिलिटी नहीं है,
राइट,
तो वो एक रीज़न था कि हमने एक संस्था बनाने की कोशिश करी। लेकिन जैसा कि हमने पहले भी बात करी और फादर जोसेफ की आपने बात करी, तो वो जो टीचिंग्स हमें बचपन से मिली है हमेशा देश सेवा समाज सेवा का भाव वो हमेशा से था। तो वो जो आइडिया स्पोर्ट्स से शुरू हुआ वो स्पोर्ट्स तक सीमित ना रहकर वो इस तरह एक्सपैंड हुआ कि हमने सोशल इश्यूज, एनवायरमेंटल इश्यूज, इन सब चीज़ों को उसके आड़ में लेने की कोशिश करी। तो दैट इज़ व्हेन इनिशियली जब हमने विश्वास शुरू करने की बात करी तो उसका नाम रखा गया था ट्रस्ट
विश्वास।
उसका अंग्रेजी में जो अनुवाद था वो था ट्रस्ट फॉर रिसर्च एंड अपलिफ्ट ऑफ स्पोर्ट्स अमंग टीन्स। वो डेडिकेटेड था स्पोर्ट्स के लिए, लेकिन बाय द टाइम हमने उसके बायलॉज, उसका मेमोरेंडम और उसको रजिस्ट्रेशन करने की बात शुरू करी, तो ये सारे थॉट प्रोसेस हमारे पास आने लगे कि क्यों उसको सिर्फ स्पोर्ट्स तक सीमित रखना है।
Right.
तो दैट इज द टाइम जो इंग्लिश का ट्रस्ट था वो उसको हमने परिवर्तन करके हिंदी का विश्वास बना दिया। तो उसके बाद स्पोर्ट्स तक सीमित ना रहकर हमने और भी इवेंट ऑर्गेनाइज करवाना शुरू करा। स्पोर्ट्स की अगर हम बात करें तो अखनूर में 2011-12 में पहली बार मैराथन ऑर्गेनाइज करवाया गया,
बिल्कुल।
फिर दूसरे साल फिर से और बेहतर तरीके से करवाया गया। स्टेट लेवल डिबेट कॉम्पिटिशन्स हमने करवाए जिसमें हम इतना एफर्ट लगा पाए कि हम आर्मी स्कूल पहलगाम से एक टीम आई और उसके विदाउट एनी रिसोर्सेज हम उनको एकोमोडेशन प्रोवाइड कर पाए, हम उनका ट्रांसपोर्ट प्रोवाइड कर पाए। उसके बाद हमने राइट टू इन्फॉर्मेशन एक्टिविज्म की काफ़ी हमने वर्कशॉप्स कंडक्ट करी। क्लाइमेट चेंज को लेके हमने काफ़ी स्कूल्स में, कॉलेजेस में, जम्मू में, अखनूर में विजिट करा, और अखनूर में हमने काफ़ी जो प्रोसेशन है वो निकाले, जो हमारे दुकानदार हैं, जो हमारे लोकल पॉपुलेशन है, उनको अवेयर करने के लिए कि जो हमारा क्लाइमेट चेंज है उसके प्रति हमारी क्या जिम्मेवारी बनती है और हमें क्या करना है उसके लिए।
राइट, वेरी वेल। इनफैक्ट आई ऑल्सो रिमेंबर व्हेन वी फ्लैग्ड ऑफ दैट फर्स्ट मैराथन, दैट फीलिंग वॉज अनमैच्ड एंड नथिंग कैन बी दैट, एंड एब्सोल्युटली दीज आर द थिंग्स दैट यू नो स्टे विद यू फॉर लाइफ। सो अभिनंदन, मूविंग ऑन टू योर कॉलेज लाइफ, वी स्टडीड इन द सेम कॉलेज, आई लेफ्ट एंड यू जॉइन, एंड recount your debating days in college and which teachers had a profound impact on you as a person or as a teacher or as an inspiring leader, and tell us about extracurriculars also because you had been actively involved in that as well.
To college ki agar hum baat karein to college, if I'll be frank, to college mein main college kam jata tha aur university wagera aur apna, kyunki कॉलेज के फर्स्ट ईयर के ऑलमोस्ट बाद में मैंने ये अपना विश्वास का जो कार्य था वो शुरू हो चुका था। तो ज़्यादा फोकस अपना यूनिवर्सिटी में डिबेट्स में, क्विज कॉम्पिटिशन्स में, बास्केटबॉल खेलने में, विश्वास के इवेंट्स ऑर्गेनाइज करने में रहता था। और टीचर्स को भी मालूम था कि कुछ एक्टिविटीज़ हैं जिसमें ये पर्टिकुलर जो स्टूडेंट है ये हमेशा इन्वॉल्व रहता है। ही इज़ नॉट गोइंग, इफ़ आई एम बंकिंग द क्लासेज आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू वॉच द मूवीज़, आई एम ईदर इन द यूनिवर्सिटी डूइंग सम positive or constructive and constructive things representing the college, and sometimes even had the privilege of winning certain trophies. And at the same time I used to go to the principal, Samiru ma'am us waqt principal the, aur I think abhi bhi principal hain, to unko main request karta tha ki ma'am maine ye NGO start kari hai to mujhe aapki support ki zarurat hai, mujhe chutti chahiye, attendance agar problem aayegi I request agar aap dekh lenge, and I'll tell you ki bacche kyunki engineering college mein bunk wagera bhi kafi hote hain, to क्योंकि मैं कई बार नहीं जा पाता था तो मेरी अटेंडेंस सबसे कम रहती थी, लेकिन जब सेमेस्टर क्लोज होने वाला होता था तो बिकॉज आई हैड दी परमिशन तो मैं वो ड्यूटी स्लिप लेके जाता था, तो मेरी अटेंडेंस पूरी क्लास से सबसे ज़्यादा हो जाती थी
एकदम।
तो वो टीचर्स का काफ़ी सपोर्ट रहा, जैसे आपने बात करी समीरू मैम की, ढींगरा मैम, शीतल मैम वॉज देयर, वीना मैम थे, अबरोल सर थे, तो मनोज सर थे, तो वो टीम थी जो काफ़ी सपोर्टिव था। और
वीना मैम से मुझे याद आया व्हेन आई हैड पास्ड आउट फ्रॉम कॉलेज, I was in Delhi, I was working in the Tata Group, and one day I received a call from Veena ma'am and she told me that tumhara koi chhota bhai bhi hai kya, because you had just joined college and maybe you had won a debating competition or something, and she said that I thought tumhara bhai hi hoga because he's excellent. So that is how, you know, these things. In fact, once our father, he went to college and for the degree taking, because both of us were out, and he went to take our degree certificate, and the accounts clerk, he happened to found that he's our father, and principal ma'am, he invited to his chamber, and he was made to feel special. And I think that is what you earn in life, and these are the little things. And absolutely, about the debating things, you went to Wardha as well, and Sri Fort IAPPD. So what was the experience like? What is the role that debating as an art, I mean, how, किस तरह से आपके व्यक्तित्व को और आपकी एक ऑगमेंटेशन स्किल को जो आपको लाइफ के दूसरे पहलुओं में भी मदद कर सकती है?
डिबेटिंग और फॉर दैट मैटर अगर कम्युनिकेशन स्किल्स की अगर हम बात करें तो वो आई थिंक जीवन में सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जो रोल है वो प्ले करते हैं, क्योंकि एज वी से द फर्स्ट इम्प्रेशन इज द लास्ट इम्प्रेशन, तो दैट इज नॉट द ओनली स्टोरी, देयर इज मच मोर टू इट. फर्स्ट इम्प्रेशन लास्ट एज लॉन्ग एज यू डू नॉट ओपन अप योर माउथ. द मोमेंट यू स्पीक अप, so that first impression totally vanishes or it is augmented. It depends upon what you speak and how you speak. So with that, this thought process, right from the school days, as you are aware, we have been always been participating in every activity, every event that has happened, may it be debates, may it be quizzes, even cultural activities to include dances and songs, though we are not good at it. So that was a conscious effort made in order to ensure that we are confident, and when we go out in the world to face the world, we take the world head on and are not in any kind of wanting situation. So I think that is how debating and all the extracurricular activities shaped us, and I think that is what their actual contribution is. They are even as important or sometimes even more important than the curriculum itself.
Right, very rightly put up. Abhinandan, Avi was never in the plans. I mean, we never discussed actively that we wanted to join army. And when in finally, if you're college, I mean, I think you got selected in both army and the Air Force. And how is it? I mean, we know that it was never. So what was that that transition? How do you feel getting into that defense forces? What was the idea and what was the transition happening like?
Idea was, as you brought out, idea was not a very conscious idea. It just happened. And we took it as it came. The selection came. It was not a very conscious decision to appear for the examination also. We appeared, then SSB happened. We qualified the SSB. So I think I could say it was a divine intervention. It had to happen that way. And to this day, I have no regrets. It was an absolute honor to have been in the uniform for such a long time. And as I say, it was a divine intervention, not with plans. Sometimes you have to surrender to the divine will. So I think it is the divine will that wanted me to go to the army. And that is how it happened.
Surrender to the powers that be, and that's how life happens. Why I ask this question? Because you did not prepare for SSB or anything for that matter. You just went impromptu, unprepared. And there are many of aspirants who do prepare, and sometimes they don't get selected for the SSBs. And it becomes an enigma for them. So what would be your advice to those who are preparing for particularly defense services for SSB? Because it's not some chemical formula that you can get those qualities in you. Because there are certain coaching institutes coming up and they kind of tutor you to, you know, build those qualities of leadership or communication or for that matter, anything. Your initiative, the power to be take initiative. So what do you suggest to those aspirants?
The only recommendation for all the aspirants, particularly for the SSB, is that start looking within yourselves and not outside. SSB, I have always believed, it is not a competition. It is not an examination. It is just like a mirror. We will just go for 5 days. We'll stand in front of the mirror. And it is just a depiction of what we are. So if you feel that you've been rejected, quite likely that it is not your fault. But if you think that there are certain flaws in you, then, of course, that mirror is what we need to look at. SSB is just an indication of what we have learned right from the school days. Your thought process, the way you tackle the problems of life, the way you approach the challenges, and the way you speak, the way you dress up, it is a sum total of everything. Those things cannot be taught by anybody. It is something you acquire by the virtue of efforts made right from the childhood. And for the candidates who are aspiring to be, it is never too late. Start today. Just make a conscious effort to improve upon all those qualities which you think are good or are required to join the defense forces. So I think that is how the preparation has to go.
Absolutely right. As you said, start today. A Japanese proverb also says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best is now.
Absolutely.
So start planting your tree. Don't wait. That's the idea. And one more thing, as you talked about the SSB process and finding your lacunas also. And I would also try to impress upon this that no process is foolproof. There is always human error. And no exam is the true worth of your worth. So those aspirants who really feel dejected and after multiple times they try and they don't get selected, I mean, they should rather, you know, take pride in the struggle that they embraced. So what do you have to say about that?
Absolutely. For that matter, SSB or any other examination or any other challenge in life, it is one challenge or one examination is no judge of your caliber.
Absolutely.
You are far more than anything. Life is greater than all the challenges. It is a sum total of everything. If you are deciding the story of your life based on one event, I think that is somehow problematic, because life is so beautiful and so large. The entire canvas, when seen in the wholesome manner, the picture will be beautiful.
Absolutely. And recounting the incident when you got selected into the Indian Air Force, you told mom that you called up her and said that I did not get selected. And you told that two people have been recommended, and one is the son of an air marshal, and second is some son of, you know, both his parents are teachers, and he happens to be from Akhnoor, but I did not get selected. And when you turn up the next morning, aap agli subah jab ghar pahunchte hain, and me and sister, we were sleeping, and I think mama woke us up and said that Abhinandan is recommended in the Air Force, and that was a pleasant surprise for us. So what prompted you to, you know, hold that thing for so long and, you know, bring that suspense for us?
I think I've always been like that. And just a minor correction, I never told mother that I have not been selected. I simply told that two people have been recommended.
Okay.
One is the son of an air marshal, or another belongs to Akhnoor, and coincidentally happens to be son of two teachers.
Teacher.
So that is all I told. I never denied that I've been selected.
Okay.
But I just kept the suspense open so that I could tell them when I reach them in the morning.
Absolutely. That was a good fun, in fact. You're always into fitness, as we've discussed, basketball, cricket, and otherwise. When you went into the Indian Army, I mean, then you got recommended. Which board were you recommended for Indian Army?
It was the Allahabad 19 SSP.
Okay. Well,
happens to be the rejection center also, Allahabad in itself. But I think that is just a misnomer. It is absolutely, people are getting selected every SSB. So I don't believe in that misnomer.
In fact, seconding your thought, I would build on to that we must not will go by preconceived notions, because if we see the world from someone else's lens, we will always be found wanting.
Absolutely.
So, apna lens aap apni drishtikon apna banaye, kisi ke drishtikon se apna jeevan jiyenge, to shayad hum usko us full potential tak nahi jee payenge. Jaise philosophy mein Aristotle, he talks about realizing your actuality. So, always, you know, move to that direction, and that is the idea. And so, when you enter into the... So, Abhinandan, as we discussed earlier also, you were active into sports and fitness. But we have heard that the training in IMA, it's really tough and arduous. And as they say, they make men out of boys. So, what did it make out of you?
I think it was no different for me. I may have been doing a lot of stuff even before joining the academy, but still I was just a boy. So that 1 year in the Indian Military Academy did shape the way I think, the way I approach certain things. And there is a very famous saying which I almost quote everywhere, that whatever does not kill you only strengthens you. So that is the thought process which was taught to us in the academy. As far as the physical fitness and the challenges are concerned, I think I had the advantage because I was always into sports, and basketball was something which was in itself arduous, and we used to play hard, and we used to play almost on a routine basis every day, 6-7 years before joining the academy. I have been continuously playing, so physically it was not that challenging. Mentally, in the beginning, it was a little problematic, but because of the physical fitness, it gave me certain advantages, because I could pass my PT tests well in time. And once you are good with your physicals, then of course your seniors understand that you're already good, then they do not bother you much. So I think it was difficult, but not very difficult, I would say.
Tell us about the different type of ornamental dresses that you have to wear, the 6 Bravo and other ceremonial dresses.
Academy, first of all, we wear the combat dresses for everywhere we have to go for training. Then for drill ground, we have a separate IT dress, and we wear certain ceremonials when certain events are to be planned, when the drill is to be done. Other than that, for the mess functions, we have the 6 Bravo. in the winters, we have the Blue Patrol. So a lot of uniform, sports uniform is different than when we go for the firing, we have a different uniform. So a lot of uniforms, Army is as much about the uniforms as it is about the discipline, about the camaraderie. So it was a good experience wearing the uniform.
Also being a Khalsa, you know, wearing the turban and, you know, changing turban twice or thrice in the Patti parade, as you told, when you counted those incidents. How was that experience?
It was like a flash. It happened like a flash, and there was hardly, academy hardly gives you the time to think about things. And that is actually, I think, in life also, the if you have to do something, you have to stop thinking. So that is what happens at the academy. You are given so less a time and you have so much to do and so little time to react. And we used to change, I think, 5 dresses in 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. So that happened and you just have to manage.
Right, right, right. Any interesting incident that you can recount during the training days in the IMA?
I miss each day in the IMA was, I think, fun. It was enterprising. And particular days, if I were to remember, yes, in the first term itself, we were lucky that because term-wise, one term certain games are held and in the second term certain other games are held. So when I joined in my first term, coincidentally, it happened to be the basketball. So we had some good background. We had a couple of players who could play well. And coincidentally, what happened, our seniors lost all the games and we won all the games. So we were treated like champions. So the seniors, every day we used to go to the field, they had to pick us on their backs and get us back to the company.
Right.
So in a way, that eased out the pressure, and also because we were performing consistently well in the cross country, we won while the seniors lost. In the basketball, we won and seniors lost. In the football, we won and seniors lost. So in a way, that eased out the first term. First term is more tough as compared to the second term.
Right.
And some other incidents, like there is in the second term or the final term, we say, we have a lot of run backs, and the final one among them is what is famously known in IMA as Bhadraj.
Bhadraj.
It is one of the mountains there. It is having, it. Sometimes people say there are 17 false heights, sometimes people say there are 21 false heights. False height means the peak from where we are supposed to return back.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we rise a certain height, we feel that it is the top. But the moment we start walking ahead, it is not. So it keeps on happening. So we started around 6 o'clock in the evening with full battle load of 20 kgs, with stars V, with heavy battles and all the administrative stuff, water and food to eat. And we had to run consistently with those huge DMS shoes and the combat uniform. And the most important thing was we won the championship. Our company won the championship, that particular event of Bhadraj run back.
Wonderful.
And it is close to, it can vary depending upon the route that you take. From 50-60 kilometers it can go on. If you happen to fall on a wrong track, you might increase your distance by 10-15 kilometers. So anywhere from 50 to 75-80 kilometers you have to run during that period of 6-8-10 hours. And just before you enter, it was winters, peak winters, just before you enter the Indian Military Academy to close your run back, we have a Tons River there. Another river is there, of the name I'm forgetting. And that was the time the Tons River was at its chilliest peak.
Full fury, yeah?
So it was not fury, it was chilling. The water was less, but it was chilling.
Winters.
And we lost the track and we had to pass right through the river. And we were totally drenched. Our feet were numb. But we were having that fire that we are just about on the verge of winning the championship. So I think that is one of the most memorable things if I talk about the academy.
You from Kohima, right?
Kohima was my company, which happened to be in the Kariappa Battalion.
Wonderful, wonderful. And indeed, I mean, these are the experiences that really shape you into the men that they believe that they shape in the army. And coming to your passing out parade, I mean, when we went there and the, you know, the jazz, and in fact that the haloed building of the, you know, Indian Military Academy and the Chetwood building, that Chetwood Square that you call it, and on the day of passing out parade and the reverberations coming from behind the building. Recount for us and go back down the memory lane. How did it feel on that day?
Actually, in the preparation to that day, we practiced so much that everything happens on an automatic mode.
Autopilot.
And that day is like a culmination of a celebration of a festival that has been happening for the last 1 year and particularly for the last 1 month. So that music, that petals being shot by the helicopters right on the top of the Chetwood building, that drill square with your parents and your family members looking right there. And the moment you start walking to the tunes of Sare Jahan Se Acha, it feels different. And the moment you halt for that first thumb that you do in right in the center of the military, that drill square, I think that moment cannot be matched with anything else.
Absolutely. And that antim pag, when you are officially commissioned into the Indian military, what was that for you? And recall the emotions that were going
inside. It's absolutely not just that particular antim pag. It is the entire day, the entire build up to that. It is just like a celebration. It is everything seems like a dream and everything happens. You have so much is happening and you have so little time to react. Because right after the drill ends, you are supposed to run back to your companies, change your dress, and you have to reach a different ground for your pipping ceremony where your parents and the seniors who have trained you, they are waiting for you to be pipped. So it is a moment to rejoice, but at the same time, everything happens so quickly that it's hardly time to sink in.
And the icing on the cake was Admiral R.K. Dhowan's commencement speech, and that was really reverberating.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Indeed. So, Abhinandan, after passing out, after getting commissioned, your first posting was in Tejpur, which also happens to be my first posting was I was in IB. So, what was your experience of, you know, working in Tejpur?
First unit, as everyone or anyone will tell you in the army, that first unit is the most learning unit, in which you actually, because in the academy, you are a group. But once you transform from the academy to the unit, you are seen as an individual. You are supposed to prove yourself as an individual and not as a team. So that entire team thing is gone and now you are on your own. You have to fend for yourself. You have to swim the currents that you face. It may be starting right from the day one where you have to prove yourself in terms of the physical fitness. Then you have to prove yourself in terms of how you handle the administrative things. So it is a wonderful, it was a wonderful experience. And the first unit, most of it, you do not have a specific appointment. You just keep shifting from one appointment to the other because you are required to learn so much in such a short span of time. And you are given little stints at all the different departments, different appointments that are there. But most important thing in the army is be there at the right time, at the right place, in the right rig. That is the principle that we are taught in the academy. If you do that, which we were most of the times able to do because of the things we were taught in the academy, most of the things fall in place.
Right, right. And एक बड़ी दिलचस्प बात जो मैं चाहूँगा आप श्रोताओं के साथ शेयर करें कि यू वर किडनैप्ड व्हेन यू वेंट टू तेजपुर योर फर्स्ट पोस्टिंग व्हाट हैपेंड
एक्चुअली इट इज़ अ कस्टम इन द आर्मी पर्टिकुलरली व्हेन द यंग ऑफिसर्स जॉइन द यूनिट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम देर आर डिफरेंट कस्टम्स डिपेंडिंग अपॉन द प्लान्स ऑफ द सीनियर्स टू वेलकम सो दैट इट द एम इज एक्चुअली टू मेक दैट मोमेंट मेमोरेबल व्हेन यू एंटर द यूनिट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम सम पीपल मेक You lose your eye card. Some people make you run 10 kilometers in the uniform that you're wearing. So for me, it was a slightly different because I was posted to Assam in Tejpur. So little bit of insurgency prone area. And as soon as I went to the transit camp from Guwahati, I had to wait for a couple of hours. And then a gypsy came to pick me up. And once I boarded the gypsy, I was sitting on the co-driver's seat. We had a driver. And there were three individuals sitting behind me. One of them, who I later learned was a senior major of my unit. He was disguised as a sobedar. Another officer, who happens to be from Jammu, again a major, he was disguised as a signal man. And there was another man with the weapons. So they painted a picture that this place has become a little difficult because of a recent clash between the civilians and the army. And then I was told that there's very anguish among the civilians. And then I was taken along a deserted route and there was somebody all of a sudden lying in front of our gypsy. He was behaving or acting unconscious. Since I was also privy to the fact that this is a custom, so I just surrendered to the things that were happening. I got out of the gypsy and as soon as I got out, I was tied. I was blindfolded. I was put in a van, Maruti Omni, and then I was taken to somewhere. Actually, We were aware that this is a custom, so I was not actually afraid. But yes, I just pretended to be afraid. I pretended to be because they had worked hard to make that happen. So it was a wonderful experience. Then I was kept in the that room from the afternoon till the evening, though I was given the food and waters.
But I was just... कितने घंटे तक आपको उस रूम में रखा गया?
From 2 o'clock till I think 7, 8, 8 o'clock. I had my lunch and then I slept on the floor.
अच्छा.
And because I was very comfortable, I slept on the floor for 3-4 hours in the uniform. Then in the evening, somebody came and knocked and then it happened to be the adjutant and then they welcomed me in the unit. And then I was taken to the barracks and where the routine functionality of the unit started.
Mm-hmm. For the benefit of the audience, Abhinandan was commissioned in the Corps of Signals. That's why he talked about signalmen and other things. So, after getting kidnapped,